Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，带领我们每一个家庭的大人孩子都平平安安的度过一个礼拜。
We thank the Lord for His grace to every one of us.
如果今天主耶稣要给我们教会一封信的话
，If the Lord Jesus wants to give our church a letter today,
你觉得？主耶稣会对我们教会有什么样的评价呢
？What do you think he will say about our church？
那今天早上呢，我们就从主给士梅那教会的信来找答案。
Today we'll find the answer in the Lord's letter to the church in Smyrna。
啊，我们先来看一下地图啊 ，PPT， 来理解一下士梅那教会在哪里。
Let us first look at the map to see where Smyrna is.
大家看见就是在今天土耳其中间这一个靠近爱琴海的一个城市。
Smyrna Church was in the city of Turkey, which is near the Aegean Sea.
你看到那个红色的标的很清楚的，就是士梅那教会。
You can see, The red remark, which is Smyrna Church.
那当然，它是一个非常这个繁荣的商业中心，因为它是一个海港。
Smyrna was a very busy port.
但是当时的士梅那教会的处境呢，却是非常的困难。
However, the church was in a very difficult situation.
因为当时的教会呢，夹在两个强大的势力当中。
Because it was caught between two powerful forces.
那有一派呢，是强烈反对基督教的犹太人。
One was the Jews who strongly opposed Christianity.
而另一派呢，却是崇拜罗马皇帝的非犹太人。
The other was the Gentiles who worshipped the Roman emperor.
所以士梅那教会呢，受到很大的逼迫，很大的苦难。
So the church of Smyrna was under a great deal of persecution.
但是他们却表现出一个坚定不移的态度。
Yet they showed an unwavering attitude.
请大家注意启示录的二章第八节这句话。
Let us see Revelation chapter 2, verse 8.
这里说你要写信，写信给士梅那教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说。
To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of him.
可见很清楚，就是主耶稣。主耶稣所说的话
It's obvious, what Jesus said.
第九节说，我知道，主知道你的患难。
Verse 9 says, I know, the Lord knows your affliction.
所以这句话肯定带给当时弟兄姐妹很大的安慰嘛。
These words must have brought them great comfort.
原来弟兄姐妹为主所受的苦，主通通都知道的。
It turned out that the Lord knew all the brothers and sisters' sufferings for His sake.
事实上，主耶稣知道也就足够了。
Actually, it's enough if the Lord knows.
这是我们想起使徒保罗也曾经说过。
It reminds us that Apostle Paul once said,
我们这至暂至轻的苦处，若是比起那将来永远的荣耀，就算不得什么。
Our light momentary affliction is nothing compared with the glory that is to come forever.
所以今天，如果我们为主稍微辛苦了一点，主都看见的。
So if we do a little hard work for the Lord will see it.
而且主耶稣也会纪念在他永恒的国度里面。
And the Lord will remember it in his eternal kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们最大的安慰嘛。
Brothers and sisters, this is our greatest comfort.
因为主都知道你为他所受的劳苦。
Because the Lord knows what you have done for him.
这也是能够让我们有持续不断动力的原因。
That's also our constant motivation.
前两天这个美国非常重量级的这一个这个学者呢，他这个过世了。
There's a very famous academic in America died several days ago.
叫做Ravi Zachariah.
He is Ravi Zachariah.
那他是这个牛津大学护教学的教授。
He was a professor of a Christian apologist at Oxford University.
那他在全世界呢有这个1500个广播电台呢来播放他的信息。
His message was broadcast on more than 1,500 stations around the world.
那在他去世之前提到的一节经文就是我刚才所说的那个经文。
Before he died, he refers to a verse, which is what I said.Right now.
我们这至暂至轻的苦处，若是比起将来永远的荣耀，就算不得什么。
Our light's momentary affliction is nothing compared with the glory that is to come forever.
那我们当然非常怀念这一位护教学的这一个牧师。
Yes, of course, we will remember him very much.
但是也提醒我们这些神国的小兵要赶快起来来传讲纯正的福音。
It also reminds us, little soldiers in God's kingdom to spread the gospel.
那我们回到当时士梅那教会呢，他们在物质上是非常贫穷的。
The church of Smyrna was poor in material things.
但是主却夸奖他们说呢，他们是其实他们是非常富足的。
But the Lord praised them and said, yet they were rich.
那是指他们在灵性上士米那教会的弟兄姐妹个个都是非常的刚强，非常的忠心的。
Which referred to their spiritual faithfulness and strength.
我们再回到经文的第九节，看它的下半节。
Let us go back to verse 9.
下半节说，也知道那些自称是犹太人所说的毁谤的话，其实呢，他们不是犹太人，注意啊，乃是撒旦议会的人。
He told us that the Lord was aware of the slanderous remark made by some people.Which is not Jews.
那些人是属于撒旦的。
They belong to Satan.
这是很可怕的事情嘛。
This is pretty scary.
那撒旦的工作就是要让基督徒害怕。
Satan's job is to make Christians afraid.
因为当人一害怕的时候呢，信心就会软弱嘛。
For when a man is afraid, his faith will also be weak.
因为当人一害怕的时候呢，就愿意妥协了。
When people are afraid, they are more prone to compromise.
因为当人一害怕的时候，甚至可能会放弃信仰啊。
They may even abandon their faith.
我曾经看过一个故事。
I once read a story.
3年以前，在中东的一个小镇。
3 years ago, in a small city in the Middle East.
那当时呢这个小镇的治安已经非常不好了。
The security of that small town was very bad.
但是呢仍然有一群基督徒呢在聚会。
But there was still a group of Christians meeting regularly.
正在他们聚会的时候呢
When they are meeting together,
突然之间冲进两个恐怖分子。
Suddenly, two terrorists burst into the church.
啊，他们蒙着面，拿着这个机关枪，哒哒哒哒哒哒，哇，往这个天花板上一扫。
They wear the mask and fire the volley at the ceiling.
哇，所以当时呢，大家都吓住了。
And everyone was frightened.
然后这个恐怖分子呢，就对着当时的这些基督徒呢，大声的吼叫。
Then the terrorists shouted to the Christians in the church.
如果你们想活命的话
，If you want to live,
很简单
，It's very simple.
你就否认耶稣是你的主，你赶快从这个大门呢逃出去，我就不杀你了。
As long as you deny Jesus as your Lord, you can run out quickly. I will not kill you.
结果呢
？What happened?
有三分之二的人呢，就赶快夺门而出逃命嘛。
2/3 of the people rushed out.
留下了三分之一的基督徒还在教会里面。
Leaving only 1/3 behind.
那当时这三分之一的基督徒呢，已经预备为主殉道。
The remaining 1/3 were ready for martyrdom for the Lord.
但是万万没有想到。
But would never occur to them.
这两个恐怖分子呢，把枪放下来，去问那个带头的那个聚会人说，到底我怎么样才能够得救呢？
But would never occur to them with that. The two terrorists put down their guns and said to the worship leader, please tell me, how can we be saved?
弟兄姐妹，害怕是人之常情。
Brothers and sisters, fear is normal.
谁不爱惜自己的生命呢？
Who does not love his own life?
但是请你注意聆听主耶稣对我们说的话嘛。
But heed what the Lord said.
第十节，我们看第十节，我读给大家听。
Verse 10 says,
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victory's crown.
所以，如果当逼迫来临的时候，你的选择是什么呢？
So when persecution comes, what is your choice?
士梅那教会的弟兄姐妹就是他们非常的忠心。
The brothers and sisters in Smyrna Church were very faithful.
什么到底什么叫做忠心啊？
What does faithfulness mean?
就是你不会，绝对你不会变节嘛。
Does that mean you will never defect?
忠心就是你不会改变你的立场。
Faithfulness is that you won't change your stand, point of.
我们华人也有一句成语说。
We Chinese also have an idiom.
那我们看一下这个成语啊，就是死有轻于鸿毛，重于泰山。
Death.Maybe as light as a feather or as heavy as Mount Tai.
就是意思就是人总有一死的。
It means that, well, death befalls on all human beings.
但是呢，有的人死的有意义、有价值，甚至超过重于泰山。
But the meaning and value of some people's death may be weightier than Taishan Mountain.
而有的人呢，死的却轻如鸿毛。
But some are lighter than a feather.
这是值得我们好好思想的一个问题啊。
The question is worth of our reflection.
你要不要做一个至死忠心的基督徒呢？
Are you going to be a faithful Christian even to the point of death?
我们看见主耶稣给士梅那教会的奖赏有两方面。
We see the reward Jesus gave to Smyrna Church in two ways.
第一个就是 可得生命的冠冕。
The first is to receive the crown of life.
第二个就是必不受第二次死的害。
The second is won't be hurt by the second death.
先说生命的冠冕。
Start with the crown of life.
那就是主耶稣要给凡事忠心于主的人有最高的一个荣耀。
The Lord will give the highest glory to those who are faithful to the Lord.
所有的基督徒都有新的生命，但不是所有的基督徒都能够领受生命的冠冕。
All Christians have new life, but not all of them will receive the crown of life.
而那些冠冕是留给那些一直忠心到底的人的。
The crowns are to be given to those who remain faithful to the end.
所以今天我们需要从小事上学习忠心的服事嘛。
So we should learn to be faithful in small things.
因为所有的基督徒都知道我们服事的对象乃是我们的主耶稣嘛。
Because all Christians know clearly that we are serving the Lord.
他配得我们把一切最好的献给他。
He deserves our best.
就是我们整个人身心灵我们完全献给他当作活祭。
Our whole self is, should be presented to him as a living sacrifice.
特别在这个末世的时代。
Especially in this last age.
当我们愿意把全人奉献给他成为别人祝福的时候就是一件非常有意义的事情。
When we are willing to dedicate our whole life to God and be a blessing to others, it means a lot.
最近呢我看到一本好书叫做《拯救基督教》我们看一下这个 PowerPoint。
Recently, I was reading a book, Saving Christianity. Let us look at the PPT.
这个作者呢，就是这个画面的这个右上角的穿这个白西装的这位牧师。
The author, is the person which is, on the right, upper corner, who wears a white suit.
是叫这个Pastor 这个 Michael Youssef。他是负责这个 leading way 的这个事工的这个负责人。
He's in charge of the leading way.
他出版了40本书。
He has published 40 books.
他的福音广播用26种语言在全世界六大洲播出。
His gospel broadcasts are in 26 languages on 6 continents around the world.
大家注意到这个拯救基督教这个书名啊，下面有一个问号，有一个很大的问号。
We noticed that there is a question mark under the name of the book, Saving Christianity.
那个意思是基督教不需要被拯救吗
？Which means, Christianity do not need, any saving action.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上已经说成了嘛。
Because Jesus had done everything we need to complete the work.
所以这一位很好的牧师他勇敢地指出今天美国信仰很大的危机。
He briefly pointed out the danger of faith in America today.
原来撒旦的攻击不仅仅是外面来的，更可怕的是在教会里面的腐化。
It turns out that Satan's attack are not only from the outside, but also from the inside, the corruption in the church.
这个作者特别指出现今很多你在电视上看到很有名的这些传道人，他们所讲的是另一种福音嘛。
He pointed out that a lot of famous people who spread the gospel, which is not the true gospel at all.
其实那是假的福音。
It's fake one.
但是他们写的书非常受欢迎啊，他们也得到很多人的喜爱啊。
But their books are popular, and they're welcomed by a lot of people.
更可怕的是，有的人是打着基督的招牌，是反基督的。
They are actually antichrist in the name of Christ.
在美国有一个团体，有150位所谓的学者、名流、成功人士所组成的一个团体。
There is a group of 150 so-called academics, celebrities, and successful people.
他们是不相信圣经是神的话，他们是不相信童女怀孕生子。
They don't believe that the Bible is God's word. They don't believe that the virgin conceived and bore a son.
当然，他们更不相信耶稣基督是死里复活的神。
Not to mention Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
难怪美国现在有一些的超大教会，他们只讲上帝要怎么样的祝福你啊。
No wonder some of the mega churches in America only talk about how will God bless you.
教会的讲台只讲人的耳朵喜欢听的话。
The lectern of the church speaks only what pleases the ears.
结果当然大受欢迎嘛。
Of course, these words are very popular.
但是如果你再仔细的去调查一下。
But if you dig deeper.
你现在上网，现在资讯很容易。很清楚的，你就可以找到正确的资料。
You will, it will be easy for you to find the right, information online.
那些所谓的名嘴，他们住的可真的是千万的豪宅。
The so-called famous, people who lived a very luxury house.
开的名车更不用说了。
And, drive a famous car.
有的传道人竟然有四架私人飞机。
Some of them have four helicopters.
圣经不是教导我们要过简朴的生活吗？
The Bible tells us to live a simple life.
主耶稣不是说从那个树的果子就可以分辨说那是什么样的树吗？
Jesus tells us we can tell from the fruit of the tree.
今天作为神的仆人，生活有需要过成那样的奢侈浪费吗？
So as God's servant, do we need to live a so luxury life in the earth, on the earth?
而且今天普遍的很多的教牧人员受到很大的压力。
And today, a lot of pastors feel the pressure.
我们看看这个电视上的这个数据调查。
Let us see the research result.
有 69% 的教牧同工感觉到有些争论性的这个话题呢，他们感到很大很大的压力。
About 69% of pastors feel pressure to cover controversial topics.
特别是有关同性恋方面的这些议题。
Especially about the topic of LGBT.
还有就是美国自由派的神学总是发明一些新的名词来迷惑众人。
The liberal Christianity is always inventing new terms to confuse people.
特别是迷惑年轻人嘛。
Especially the young.
比方说我们看一下什么叫做进步的基督徒呢？
Such as progressive Christian.
这一章更糟糕，这一章就是我们先讲这个进步的 progressive Christian, 进步的基督徒啊，下面一章后福音派啊，后现代基督教啊。
Post-evangelical and post-modern Christianity.
他们发明这些新的名词，再用这些新的名词来大做文章。
They coined a lot of new terms and make a big deal out of these new terms.
标新立异。
Showcase the unconventional.
更可怕的呢，是跟这个 LGBT 挂钩。我们回到刚才的那个画面。
And even associate with LGBT.
大家知道 LGBT 是做什么的吗？
Do you know what is LGBT?
啊，你看到这里说 meet gay and lesbian, lesbian singles, 他帮助这些同性恋的人找对象，给他们去约会啊，提倡同性恋的这种婚姻。
They promote the dating of gay and lesbian.
所以就把真正纯正的我们的信仰整个给扭曲了。
So they are completely distorting the pure faith.
大家要知道，在这个背后推动这些的人，有一些就是新派的神学家，有一些就是所谓社会的成功人士，很多有影响力的人。
Do you know that behind them there are a lot of influential people and the so-called successful people?
请大家想一想。
Let us think about it.
我们的下一代，我们的下一代，他们将要面对怎么样一个混乱的一个时代？
The next generation will face a very
就是连对错都分不清楚了，黑白也分不清楚了啊！我们华人常常讲的灰色地带，就把你搅得非常的灰色，没有绝对的对，也没有绝对的错。
It will be hard for them to tell what is right and what is wrong. There will be a lot of gray area.
这就是今天美国信仰上非常大的一个危险。
This is the big danger of faith in America.
再来看看我们华人当中所流行的全能神教会的异端呢？
Let us take a look at the most popular church in the Chinese community, the Church of Almighty God.
你去脸书上去看一看。
You can search the information on Facebook.
脸书上是排山倒海量的各种的诗歌、短剧、小品，全部是全能神异端的作品。
There are a lot of message and works of the from the Church of Almighty God.
他们不就打着基督的招牌来摧毁我们的信仰吗？
Aren't they using the name of Christ to destroy our faith?
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是撒旦的工作。
Brothers and sisters, it's Satan's work.
你大概很难想象，教会里面竟然也有撒旦的座位。
Probably you can hardly imagine that Satan has his throne in the church.
我们来读一下启示录的二章十二到十三节好吗？
Let us read together Revelation chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
二章的十二、十三节，一起来，请你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两任利剑的说，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提波在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, These are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, not even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city, where Satan lives.
你可能想说在耶稣基督的教会里面怎么会有撒旦的座位呢？
You may be wondering, how can there be Satan's throne in the church of Jesus?
这可是主耶稣说的。
That was Jesus said.
当然他是对另外一个教会，他是对别加摩教会说的。
Of course, he said this to another church, the church of Pergamum.
因为他们同时也敬拜偶像。
Because they worshipped idols in the meantime.
因为当时的教会在罗马政权的压力之下，他们也同意来敬拜罗马皇帝。
Because at that time, under the pressure of the Roman regime, the church also agreed to worship the Roman emperor.
所以主耶稣说，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。
That is why the Lord Jesus said, I know where you live, where Satan has his throne.
难怪今天有不少的人感叹说，今天新派的神学院根本就是鬼学院。
No wonder some say that the seminaries of liberal theology are actually colleges for the demons.
因为那些新派、自由派的教授根本就不信耶稣的。
Because some professors themselves don't believe in Jesus at all.
那你能想象他教出来的学生会承认耶稣是主吗？
Do you expect the student they teach to recognize Jesus as their Lord?
但是《使徒行传》四章十二节清楚地告诉我们说嘛。
But Acts 4:12 tells us.
啊，我们看一下 PowerPoint《使徒行传》四章十二节，那边讲到什么呢？啊，因为除他以外别无拯救嘛，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Acts 4:12 tells us that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
耶稣基督是唯一的救主。
Jesus Christ is the only Savior.
因为天上地下一切权柄都是他的嘛。
For all authority in heaven and on earth is His.
耶稣基督本来就是整个宇宙的大君王。
And Jesus Christ is the great king of the universe.
如果今天你不相信耶稣所说的话，那就请你不要称耶稣为主。
So today, if you don't believe all that Jesus said, please don't call Jesus your Lord.
因为信仰是不能打折扣的。
Because faith cannot be discounted.
因为信仰是非常神圣严重的大事。
Because faith is a very secret and serious issue.
一旦你真的相信了耶稣是基督，他不但是你的救主，而且他就是你生命的主人。
Once you truly believe that Jesus is Christ, he is not only your savior, but the Lord of your life.
那我就劝你必须要信仰坚定，至死忠心。
And I persuade you that you must put your foot down and be faithful even to the point of death.
弟兄姐妹，我们本来就活在一个属灵的征战当中啊。
Brothers and sisters, we are actually living in the midst of a spiritual war.
事实上，人类的生活都受到灵界的影响。
And in fact, our lives are influenced by the spiritual world.
因为在人的国度的后面有两个强大的势力在征战。
Because behind the kingdom of man, there are two powerful forces at work.
一个是神的国度，还有一个就是鬼的国度在征战。
One is the kingdom of God, and the other is the kingdom of demons.
那请问征战的地方在哪里呢？
Then where is the battlefield?
征战的地方就在我们人的心思意念里面嘛。
It's right in our hearts and our minds.
你看见撒旦利用醉中之乐来糊弄人心，来套弄人心嘛。
You can see that Satan used the joy of sin to win people over.
撒旦利用新派的神学来迷惑众人，把人引到另外一个岔路去。
Satan uses a liberal theology to confuse people and lead them astray to another path.
所以今天我们需要在真理上打好根基。
Therefore, we need to lay a good foundation in the truth.
特别是基要真理。
In particular, the fundamentals.
你不要小看这个基要真理啊。
Do not underestimate the fundamentals.
因为所有的异端极端都是在基要真理这方面出了问题。
For all heresies are on the fundamentals.
哦，他们发明一些新的名词，然后就用这些新的名词解释成另外一种意思。
they coin some new words and then use them to serve their own agenda.
他们最终的目的就是要否定耶稣是永生神的儿子。
The ultimate purpose is to deny Jesus as the only son of living God.
哦，他们说耶稣是一个很伟大的先知而已。
They frame Jesus as merely a great prophet.
但是他们却完全否定了耶稣弥赛亚的身份。
But they completely deny Jesus' identity as Messiah.
他们同意耶稣说博爱的言论很好啊。
They agree with Jesus on his statement relates to philanthropism.
所以他们就说人人都应该去天堂啊。
So they say everyone should go to heaven.
他们也常常用圣经的一两节经文来支持他们的说法。
And they often back up their claims with one or two verses from the Bible.
这就是很明显的断章取义。
This is obvious garble.
他们不相信圣经，却利用圣经成为他们的工具。
They don't believe in Bible, but use it as a tool to achieve their goal.
来达到他们否定耶稣是救主的目的。
To achieve their goal of denying Jesus as their savior, as a savior.
其实保罗老早在哥林多后书十一章十四节就提醒我们了。
Actually, Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11:14.
我们来读一下这个经文好吗
？Let us read together.
啊，一起来，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light.
因为连撒旦也怎么样，装作光明的天使嘛。
For even Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light.
请问撒旦为什么要装作光明的天使啊
？Why, does Satan masquerade as an angel of light?
他的目的就是要骗你嘛。
His purpose is to confuse you.
他的目的就是想要让你产生怀疑嘛。
His purpose is to let you doubt about your faith.
记得在伊甸园里面，撒旦怎么样诱惑夏亚当夏娃的吗
？Do you still remember how Satan deceived Eve and Adam?
他们永远用一个口气说：“神是真的这样说吗？神是真的如此说吗？”引发你的怀疑。
He used the words, "Did God really say this or that?"
这就是撒旦假装光明天使的可怕。
That is why it's so scary that Satan, masquerades as an angel of light.
所有的这些啊异端，他们当然不相信耶稣会再来的应许。
Of course, all these heresies don't believe the promise of Jesus' second coming.
但是他们所作所为却是打着基督的招牌，正在摧毁我们正统的信仰。
But what they are doing is actually destroying the our faith under the trademark of Christ.
现在的情况越来越严重
，and the situation is very serious.
那你会问说啊，那牧师，那我们该怎么办呢
？You may ask, Pastor, what should we do?
答案就是效法士梅那教会的中心嘛。
The answer is to imitate the faithfulness of Smyrna Church.
我们必须要在基要真理上站稳脚步，而且至死忠心。
We must put down our feet on the fundamentals and be faithful to the point of death.
我来读启示录二章十一节给大家听。
Let me read Revelation chapter 2:11.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的必受第二次死的害。
Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. the one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death.
就是凡是属于耶稣基督的人都要听进去，听到心里面，牢记在心里面。
Whoever belongs to Jesus need to listen carefully and keep them in mind.
这里讲到得胜的，得胜的人必不受第二次死的害。
The one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death.
所以这里给我们看见是鼓励基督徒要得胜。
So, here it encouraged Christians to gain a victory.
得胜不是一个口号而已。
Victory is not just a, slogan.
在平常没有事的时候看不出来。
It's hard to see if we can gain victory in the ordinary time.
但是当大的逼迫、大的苦难的时候来到的时候，你有准备好。
But in the time of great persecution and tribulations, are you prepared?
还有就是什么叫做必不受第二次死的害呢？
What does this mean? Will not be hurt at all by the second death?
我们先来复习一下啊，希伯来书的九章二十七节。
Let us review Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27.
啊，那里提醒我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有什么审判。
It tells us, just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
换句话说，信徒和非信徒都会面临肉体的死亡。
In other words, both believers and non-believers face physical death.
而且人人都要复活，要面对主耶稣最后的审判。
And everyone will be raised to face the final judgment of the Lord Jesus.
那不信耶稣的人将要有第二次的死亡，与主永远隔离。
Those who do not believe in Jesus will die a second time, be isolated from the Lord forever.
而那些属于主耶稣的人呢，却永远与主同在。
But those who belong to the Lord will be with the Lord forever.
这就叫必不受第二次死的害。
That is what it means by will not be hurt at all by the second death.
所以，亲爱的福音朋友，你的选择是什么呢？
So, dear friends, what are your choice?
事实上，啊，这个世界上千千万万的基督徒都可以告诉你，神是多么多么的爱你。
Actually, thousands of Christians around the world can tell you that how much God loves you.
神是想尽了一切的办法，就是希望你能够认识耶稣是独一的救主。
God tried everything he could in order to let you recognize Jesus as the only Savior.
可能你并没有察觉到。
You may not be aware of this.
但是圣灵也用了许多的方法来启发你。
But the Holy Spirit also enlightened you in many ways.
就是这个宇宙万物的的确确有一位创造者在掌管。
That there is indeed a creator in charge of the universe.
圣经的确是上帝给人的一本书嘛。
The Bible is indeed a book given by God.
所以我鼓励你能够好好的把圣经读一读。
Therefore, I encourage you to take some time to read it.
因为圣经把人类的起源到人类的结束都说得清清楚楚。
For the Bible makes it clear from the beginning to the end of human race.
如果有人问我说，到底什么是人类终极的盼望呢？
If someone asks me, what is the ultimate hope of mankind?
人类终极的盼望就是耶稣基督和他的十字架。
The answer, is that Jesus Christ and the cross of him.
因为耶稣架表明了神的大爱还有神的公义嘛。
Because the cross of Jesus shows the great love and the righteousness of God.
神的慈爱和神的公义必须要平衡。
God's love must be balanced with his righteousness.
我们知道神固然非常非常的爱罪人，但是神也必须要处理罪的问题啊。
Of course, God loves sinners very much, but he has to deal with the problem of sin.
所以天父差遣耶稣为人类的罪付上一个重大的代价。
Therefore, the Father sent Jesus to pay a great price for the sin of human being.
所以说耶稣和地球上的每一个人都大有关系。
That is why Jesus has a lot to do with everyone on earth.
正因为这个缘故，我们理解到人和神的关系不是可有可无的。
It is for this reason that we realize our relationship with God is indispensable.
就像我们和父母的关系是不能够切割的。
Just like our relationship with our parents is inseparable.
简单的说，我们的信仰就是一个爱的关系嘛。
Simply put, our faith is about a relationship of love.
因为上帝创造了我们。
Because God created us.
你可以说是透过了父母生了我们。
Or you can say that God gave birth to us through our parents.
所以我们当然要认这个上帝做我们天上的父亲，这是理所当然的事情。
We of course should claim him as our heavenly father. It's well reasoned.
第二点我们必须要承认的呢，就是在我们心里面，在我们的外面言语行为的确是犯了罪。
Second, we have to confess that we have sinned both inside and outside.
我们亏欠了神的荣耀，而且我们自己救不了自己。
We fall short of the glory of God and we can't save ourselves.
那你说怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
只有一个办法。
There is only one way.
就是我们需要真心诚意的悔改。
We need to repent sincerely.
当你真心诚意的悔改的时候，神就赦免我们的过犯。
When you truly repent, God will forgive our transgression.
如此你就恢复了和神美好的关系。
Then you will be reconciled with God.
你就成了神的儿女，你的祷告就蒙神垂听。
And become a child of God, your prayer will be heard.
而且还得着了圣灵的内助，这是何等大的福气呢。
And the Holy Spirit will also indwell in you. What a blessing.
如果有人问你说，
If someone asks you,
地球上为什么要有这么多的教会呢？
Why there are so many churches on earth?
你的家人或者你的福音朋友问你说，教会存在的目的是做什么呢？
If your family and your friends ask you for what purpose the church exists,
教会存在的目的就是要把人带到耶稣基督的面前嘛。
The existence of the church, is to bring people to the presence of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣是唯一的道路，唯一的真理和唯一的生命嘛。
Because Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life.
若不借着他，没有人能到父那里去嘛。
No one comes to the Father except through him.
耶稣基督已经为人类预备好了道路，关键是你愿不愿意走上去。
Jesus Christ had already prepared a way for us. The key point is that are you willing to choose that way?
当我们读启示录的时候呢，我们看见主给七个教会有七封不同的信。
When we read the book of Revelation, we see seven different letters from the Lord to the seven churches.
在这七个教会当中，有五个教会受到主耶稣非常严重的责备。
Among the seven churches, five received severe reproach from the Lord.
只有两个教会没有受到责备。
Only two churches were not rebuked.
其中之一就是士梅那教会。
One of them was the church in Smyrna.
尤其是当时士梅那教会的弟兄姐妹受到极大的逼迫。
Especially when the brothers and sisters in Smyrna endured persecution and hardship.
在那样艰苦的环境当中呢，他们选择了至死忠心的态度。
In such difficult situation, they chose to be faithful to the point of death.
你的选择是什么？
And what is your choice?
今天早上的信息是一个重磅的培灵信息。
This morning's message is a heavy spiritual training message.
因为弟兄姐妹的灵命已经有相当的基础了。
Because your spiritual life already had a certain level of foundation.
最近在这个疫情当中呢，我们真的需要好好的重新来思想一下我们的人生观和我们的价值观。
And during this pandemic, we really need to rethink our view of life and values.
我们最重要的是我们要学习聚焦在主耶稣的身上。
The most important thing is to learn to focus on the Lord Jesus.
因为有一天主耶稣他一定会再回来。
Because one day he will surely come back.
我们拿什么去交账呢？
How will we give accounts of ourselves to the Lord?
请你记住，地球上的每一个人都要面对主耶稣的审判。
Please remember that every person on earth must face the judgment of the Lord.
允许我再说一遍。
Allow me to say that again.
请你记住，这个地球上的每一个人有一天都要向主耶稣去交账。
Please remember that every person on earth must face the judgment of the Lord.
最后我们用彼得前书的四章十二到十四节，我们互相鼓励一下。
Finally, let us encourage one another with 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 14.
好，我们一起来读哈，请。亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦的，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ,so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
请注意十二节。
Let us pay attention to verse 12.
这里讲到，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪啊。
Where it says, Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you.
有火炼的试验表示是非常严重的一个考验嘛。
The fiery ordeal means a very severe test.
但是彼得说，不要以为奇怪，十三节说，倒要欢喜啊。
But Peter told us, do not be surprised, but to...Rejoice in as much as you.
按照常情来讲，按照常情来说，当人遇到苦难、遇到逼迫的时候，怎么会欢喜的起来呢？
In common sense, when people suffer tribulation, how can they be rejoice?
但是彼得告诉我们原因嘛。
But here Peter tell us the reason.
十三节那里说，倒要欢喜，因为你们，我们是与基督一同受苦的。
Verse 13 tells us that because we are participating in the sufferings of Christ.
所以如果有一天我们真的为主的名而受苦的话，是我们的福气吗？
So if one day we suffer for the name of the Lord, it's our blessing.
因为是主看得起我们，觉得我们配与他一同受苦。
Because the Lord thinks we deserve to suffer with him.
我们继续看这个彼得前书的四章十五到十七节。
Let us continue with 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15 through 17.
你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷盗、作恶、好管闲事而受苦吗？若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，因倒要因着名归荣耀给神。因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
If you suffer, it should not be as murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it is begin with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God.
这里给我们看见为什么事情而受苦有很大的不同哦。
What do you suffer for? There's a big difference.
如果你是为福音的缘故，为耶稣的名受苦，你放心，主必定会给你有奖赏。
If you suffer for the sake of the gospel and for the Lord, you can be assured that the Lord will reward you.
但是今天的信息就是在劝勉你在遇到逼迫患难之前你预备好了吗？
But today's message is about to ask you, are you prepared before persecution comes?
你的信仰经得起考验吗？
Is your faith true?
感谢神啊，这个啊，我们教会的弟兄姐妹其实都很有爱心的。
We thank the Lord that our brothers and sisters have a loving heart.
我这里有一封这个 Norton 这边 Norton 医院寄来的感谢信，给那些弟兄姐妹捐口罩给他们的啊一封感谢信。
Here I have a letter sent by Norton Hospital, which thanks for the brothers and sisters who send them facial masks.
所以我们教会弟兄姐妹的爱心肯定都是很棒。
So we have great love in our church.
但是求主加强我们对主的忠心。
Let us pray the Lord that he will strengthen our faithfulness to him.
今天的题目是主给教会的一封信。
Today's topic is the Lord's letter to the church.
其实就是主给你的信，你收到了吗？
It's indeed a letter from the Lord to you. Have you received it?
我收到。
I have received it.
主给我的信上面写着，我务要至死忠心。
The Lord's letter to me says, I must be faithful to the point of death.
我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们求你继续透过你的信来向我们说话。
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you continue to speak to us through your letter.
提醒我们，凡是有耳当听的，就应当听进去。
Reminds us, we should listen to your words.
我们清楚知道我们活在一个末世混乱的时代里面。
We clearly know that we are living in the last age.
我们也看见这个社会有很多的异端，很多假的福音。
We see that there are a lot of heresies and fake gospel.
求主坚固我们的信仰。
We pray that you will strengthen our faith.
帮助我们每天好好的灵修亲近你。
Help us to have a regularly routine of spiritual life with you.
也求主帮助我们刚强壮胆，能够传讲纯正的福音。
Help us to bravely spread your true gospel.
高举主耶稣，还有你的十字架。
Raise Jesus Christ up and your cross.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.